Mishnah Yom is for Friday, the 28th day of Tishrei, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Chagiga, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. There's a mitzvah on the Shalosh Regalim to bring two types of korbanos. One that's burnt completely. It's called Olas Re'iyah. Our Mishnah calls it just Re'iyah for short. And then there are the korbanos which are eaten, called Shalmei Chagiga. They're a shlomim. And as all shlomim, they are eaten. Our Mishnah will refer to them as chagiga. Just call them chagiga. What is the minimum shear? How much do you have to pay for these korbanos? Min haTorah, no shear whatsoever. As long as you give, each one according to what they can afford. Ish kemat nasiado, as much as they want to give. Kemat nasiado, as much as they can give, want to give. The chachamim, however, put a minimum price. And they said, you must pay this amount at least for the korban re'iyah and the korban shechagiga. But how much is it? And here we see a machlekes beisham and beis hillel as to how much, depending on what type of korban it is. Beisham ayomrim ha-re'iyah shtei kesef. The money you spend, that one must spend on the oilas re'iyah, that gets totally burned re'iyah just upon being sighted at the Beis HaMikdash, has to be at least two mois of kesef. A mois in those days was 1/6 of a dinar. Two mois of kesef. V'chagiga, the one that's eaten, the shalmei chagiga, mois kesef. That could be a smaller amount. You could pay a minimum amount of one mois of kesef, and then you fulfilled your duty in buying a korban shlomim mirabanan. As we said, min haTorah, there's no shia. Beis Hillel say exactly the opposite. For re'iyah, if it's a korban re'iyah, that means it's totally burnt on the mizbeach, ma'a kesef, then that has a smaller shear, a minimum of one ma'a of kesef of silver. V'chagiga shtei kesef, the chagiga which is eaten, you need to spend more, double in fact, at minimum of two ma'is of kesef. What's the reason? Beis Hillel hold that shalmei chagiga is enjoyed by man, in the form of kohenim, they get their bit. The people get their bit, the Israelim, and legavoya, the mizbeach, Hashem gets it his bit, and therefore, it deserves to be a bigger, more expensive korban. An oila only goes up to Hashem. That's it. Goes totally up. So therefore, that smaller amount is the minimum the Chazal put on, which is one ma'ah. Beis Shammai hold exactly the opposite. Beis Shammai say that the oila, which is kula legavoya, it's all going up to Hashem, it's holier, and therefore it needs a more expensive amount, at least two more kesef. Whereas the chagiga, which is considered kodesh kalim, it's not as holy as the oila, you need to only spend one more of kesef. Mishnah Gimel. In addition to the oilas re'iyah, there were other oilim. There were other oilos, other burnt offerings that were bought on Yom Tov. And these were ones that were donated throughout the year. And people came up to the Beis HaMikdash, they would take the opportunity to offer their pledges that they have given. They'd made a Misha Berach and Misha Nadar, they'd given and donated oilos Nadarim, and now they bring them. However, they are different from the oilos Re'iyah. Why? Because the oilos Nadarim and Adavos could only be brought on Chol HaMoed, because they're gifts, the things that you pledged, you gifted throughout the year. But on Yom Tov, they cannot be offered. You cannot offer an Olas Nedava, a gift offering on Yom Tov. However, the Olas Re'iyah, that is an obligation. And in fact, the main mitzvah is to offer it on the first day Yom Tov, according to Beis Hillel. And if it wasn't brought on the first day Yom Tov, you can bring it in Chol HaMoed. So that's an important difference. Says the Mishnah Gimel, Oilos Bamoyed. When it comes to the Korban Oila during the festival, during the Regalim, now, whether we're talking about the gift Oilos, that he is satisfying a pledge that he gave throughout the year, or whether it's the Oilos Re'iyah that was done particularly, specifically for the Yom Tov, both of these sort of varieties, Bois Min HaCholin, can only be brought from Chulin. Chulin means from money that hasn't been reserved for anything else. It's not already designated for a mitzvah. It's chulin. It's free money that you've got. And one cannot, for example, use the money of Maaser Sheni. Masa Sheni is an obligation to take up the Beis HaMikdash and to spend it on food there, but it's already got a designated purpose. It's not chulin. And these karbonis, these offerings of oilos, are obligatory. And then we have a rule. Anything that's of obligatory nature can only come from chulin, can only come from money that's not designated already for any other mitzvah. V'hashlomim. What about the shalmei simcha? Now, this is shalmei simcha. These are shlomim that were brought when there was not enough meat and you wanted to make people happy. Ein simcha l'bebasar. So that can be brought min ha-maiser, from maiser as well, from the money of maiser sheni. You're allowed to buy animals in Yerushalayim, use the money that you brought up from maiser sheni when you redeemed the produce for money, and now I've got the money, and I can take that, even though it's designated for a mitzvah, I can take it up to Yerushalayim and spend it on animals for my shalmei simcha. Why? Because shalmei simcha is not an obligatory sacrifice if I've already got enough meat from the other karbonos, from the shalmei chagiga. Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach. On the first day of Pesach, the shalmei chagiga that was brought on the first day of Pesach, and in fact the same thing applies to the shalmei chagiga on the first day of Sukkot or on the first day of Shavuos, the same law will apply that we're about to see, the same machlokes. But shalmei omrim min ha-chulin. The shalmei says that too has to come from chulin, from freestanding money that has not been designated for any other mitzvah yet. Why? Because these karbonis are obligatory. The Torah says, "V'samachta b'chagecha," you have to bring a chagiga on the first day Yom Tov, on Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkot. Uveshil aloimrim min ha-maiser. Beisil say no. You can also use maiser sheni money, and this requires explanation. How come? We said that if it's obligatory, you cannot use money that's already designated. So the Gemara explains what Beisil means is as follows. Remember, we said that the minimum amount to pay for a shlomei chagiga is 2 mois of money. 2 mois. It's a coin in those days. Now, we're talking here about a case where he already put aside 2 mois of total chulin. It was freestanding. Now he wants to join and add other monies to it. Says Basil, the other money I can use Masa Sheni money. Why? I can use that and buy a nice big animal. Why? Because since I've at least spent 2 mois from chulin on the shalmei chagiga, therefore I can bring the rest of it. I can bring from Masa Sheni. Why can't I do that with Oilos Re'ia? Why can't I say, according to Basil, let's spend one ma'ah, because that's the minimum according to Basil, one ma'ah of money for the oilah, and just add money of Masa Sheni? Can't do that. And the reason you can't do that is because what happens to the oilah? The oilah gets completely burnt on the Mizbeach. Money of Masa Sheni has to be eaten, has to be used for food, which is edible. As the Pasuk says, V'nosata kesa b'chol ha-shetah v'nafshecha. Now, an interesting question that could be asked here is, if it applies, if this machlekes applies, both whether it's on the first day Yom Tov of Pesach, or Sukkot, or Shavuos, each one of those days there's an obligation to bring a chagiga. So why is the machlekes only mentioned the first day Yom Tov of Pesach? Why is it only mentioned that? And the reason for this that's brought down is because the first day of Pesach has a chagiga, true, of the Yom Tov. But on Erev Yom Tov, there was another chagiga. And that chagiga was brought so that the Pesach would be eaten al ha-soiva, so the Pesach would be eaten full. We have something on a Seder plate for this chagiga. And our Mishnah wants to point out that we're not talking about that chagiga. Because when it comes to the chagiga that's eaten, but when there's not enough meat of the Korban Pesach to go around to make people satisfied, even Beis Shammai agree that you can bring from Maaser Sheni. And to make it clear, the Mishnah mentions Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, not the Chagiga of Erev Yom Tov that you make, the Yom Tov HaRishon Pesach, the first day of Yom Tov that you bring the Chagiga, whether it's Pesach, whether it's Shavuos, whether it's Sukkot, must be brought according to Beis Shammai from Chulin, and according to Beis Hillel, you can add Maaser Sheni money as long as the first initial nucleus, he's got the 2 mois of Chulin.